Texte numéro 65. Innovation Nations. As the rich world reopens, firms are rediscovering their love for investment. The latest trend is a global surge in capital spending. Forecasters reckon that overall real investment worldwide will soon be a fifth higher than it was before the pandemic. America's business investment is rising at an annual rate of 15%. By 2022, companies are forecast to be spending over a tenth more on factories, technology, and research and development. AT&T says it will throw $24 billion a year at its networks. Sony is piling $18 billion into an expansion push. Semiconductor firms are engaged in one of the biggest capital spending sprees in history. Before COVID-19, America's business investment had stagnated for several decades. Britain's was 15% lower than in the late 1990s. Even as business profits soared, firms devoted a smaller share of their cash flows to capital expenditure and R&D, and more to share buybacks and dividends. But investment in new technologies and business practices is the secret sauce behind higher living standards. So now, all that is changing. Fiscal stimulus has put money in people's pockets. In America, real disposable income per person is 27% higher than it was in February 2020. And as economies reopen, people are in the mood to spend. Companies can thus be more confident there will be demand for their wares in the next few years, as good an incentive as any to expand capacity. Some firms, especially in consumer-facing industries, are low on inventory and trying to catch up. Yet capital spending is rising not just because the economic cycle is on the up. Firms are also adjusting to permanent pandemic-induced shifts, from an emerging norm of hybrid work to greater online shopping. The big tech firms, whose products are so important to this shift, have led the investment charge. High street retailers are also investing in online offerings to compete with Amazon. Restaurants continue to improve their dine-at-home service, even as dine-in reopens. Consultancies are finding ways to let their staff remain connected when they are not in the office. Growth in global shipments of computers for companies will be even faster this year than last. All this promises a world in which people get more done in less time. But some industries still play by the rules of the 2010s. Big hotel chains appear to have no plans to install rainforest showers in every room. And it remains to be seen whether the post-pandemic norm will be one of structurally higher investment spending or whether firms slip back into their old ways. For now, though, stand back and appreciate the global capital expenditure surge. It promises a more dynamic form of capitalism. Adapted from The Economist, May 2021.